今天晚上继续请田传道来给我们布道。
Praise the Lord, we'll once again invite Pusha Tian to testify.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里正道分享。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to bear witness.
愿神祝福所有来参加的亲朋好友和弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless every friend and brother and sister.
今天晚上跟大家谈得享生命。
This evening, I'd like to share with you receiving life.
我们从小到大
since our childhood,
常常会定定自己的一些目标理想去努力。
We might have set many goals and worked towards these goals.
但是我们要能够达成这些的愿望。
But in order to achieve our dreams,
在我们的人生里面，大概最重要的就是必须要拥有生命的时候才能做成。
We need to have life.We need to be alive in order to accomplish them.
但是不是在这个生命的旅程上每一次都很顺境平安的度过。
And oftentimes we run into difficult circumstances in life.
有时心里会遭受一些打击。
Sometimes we are frustrated by failures.
环境有时候会影响我们。
And our surroundings may affect us.
肉体有时候会软弱。
And sometimes we feel weak physically.
所以在成长的过程里面，我们的生命要接受许许多多的操练。
While we grew up, we went through many trainings and disciplines.
我们就更感觉的人有生命才有希望。
We all the more realize that only with life can we have hope.
但是有时我们会计划我们的一切。
Sometimes we may make plans.
但却没有办法保证这个计划一定会在有限的生命里面得以实现。
But we can't guarantee that we can fulfill all these plans within our lifetime.
我们曾经也有许多的朋友。
We have seen many friends.
当他们愿意追求他们理想的时候。
Were seeking to achieve their dreams.
没有想到还没有达成，结果他必须在病床上跟病来折磨。
Unexpectedly, before they can accomplish their dreams, they fell sick and struggled with their sickness.
所以在有限的生命里面,
Therefore, we all have a finite life.
当我们可以达成我们所努力的目标,
Of course, sometimes we can achieve our goals.
有时真的让人会觉得是一种幸运和机会,
And that becomes a great opportunity and blessing.
因为有很多的人却无法达成他们的目标。
Because there are many people who are not able to achieve their dreams.
因为有一些他的生命受到危机。
And because their lives go through crises.
甚至隐恨就离开这个世上。
And sometimes they leave this world before they knew it.
所以这样看来啊。
So this is the conclusion.
我们如果特意要来用自己的方式享受这个生命。
If we attempt to use our effort to enjoy life.
但我们却发现一个事实。
We will come to this realization.
没有任何一个人可以保证他的生命一直都是很坚强。
No one can guarantee that he will have a healthy and sound life all the time.
甚至可以避免任何的意外，留住他的生命。
And no one can avoid accidents in life.
在台湾呢，好几年前呢。
Many years ago in Taiwan.
有一个地名呢，非常的不错，名字叫骊山。
There was a place in Taiwan, and the name is literally Peach Mountain.
骊山，地名叫骊山。
And in Chinese, it's 骊山。
那边是一个进入中西横贯公路的一个非常漂亮的观光点呢。
And it is a very beautiful tourist spot.
而且那个地方还有苹果、水梨和种种种类。还有很好的高山茶，所以很多人会去那边玩。
They have all kinds of fruit trees as well as famous tea leaves, so people like to visit that place.
所以住在那边经营果园的人都非常有钱呢。
So those who manage fruit gardens were very wealthy.
他们每年都赚很多钱呢。
They made a lot of money every year.
所以他们每天很认真辛苦的工作。
They work very hard every day.
因为他们的努力代价就是赚到很多钱。
And their hope is to make a lot of money.
那有四个老板呢。
There were four owners.
他们要到对面那个新开花的果园呢，在那个地方， 要来看工人做的情形跟他们的一些果园的工作。
One day they visited, they wanted to go and visit the newly planted fruit gardens.
那从这一座山到对面那一座山啊，那个深谷很深啊。
To get to the other mountain, they needed to cross a very deep valley.
所以没有什么道路啊，直接可以绕到对面啊。
There was no direct route.
就算有也是要绕半天以上的路程。
Even with a good pavement, it would have taken them at least half a day.
他们好几年前就一直用一个牛笼啊，做得很坚固啊，就在那边出出入入啊。牛笼就是两山之间啊，有那个观光区不是很多那个吊的牛笼吗？
哦、oh, ，they will use a cable.
缆车。
They will use cables as and cabled vehicles for transport.
哦，这样子做了很多年呢。
And that they did that for many years.
哦，也确实让他们赚进了大笔大笔的钞票。
And they indeed made a lot of money.
哇，那一天呢、啊、是个老板呢。
So on that particular day,
按照一贯的经验
based on their past experience,
按照每天的希望
and their daily hope,
今年要赚多少钱呢？
These bosses wanted to make a lot of money.
所以他们合伙啊，在对面的山又开辟新的农场啊，叫果园呢。
They decided to start another plantation on another mountain.
一坐上了牛笼啊。
Once they got on the cable cars,
就在上面谈笑风生，因为也做得习惯了。
They were very well accustomed to the vehicle, and they.
那个缆车走到在空中啊，走到一半的时候啊。
While they conversed happily, when the cable car was in the mid-air,
突然这个缆索的铁绳啊断了。
All of a sudden, the cable broke.
哇，就这样子，缆车啊就从空中不知道转了多少圈，最后崩，人生命就结束了。
The vehicle fell and flipped many times in the air and fell to the valley and. They all died.
那一座山最少也有一千多公尺。
And the depth was at least 1,000 kilometers.
四个人摔下去，大部分变肉酱，没有一个全尸。
And they all died a very wretched death.
直接摔到山谷中间。
And they died in the valley.
所以我们知道，而且看到这样的新闻呢、啊，也是替他的家里人觉得非常难过。
So we were all very saddened by the news.
如果人能够知道这一天、这一个时间、这一秒是一个死亡的缆车的时候，谁会坐上去的
？If they knew that the cable would break, they wouldn't have got on the car.
没有人知道。
But nobody knew.
当他们要掉下去要死的前一秒，还在想着今年赚多少钱，要工作什么计划。
Just one second before the cable broke, they were still discussing their future plans.
所以这样看来啊，
so this is what we realize.
人真的非常脆弱。
Human beings are fragile.
很容易就遭受打击。
We are easily fail.
生命就很容易显出一些软弱的地方。
And our lives are very weak.
所以人本来就是会面临这样的现象。
So that is a fact of life.
问题是人的生命既然软弱。
But since our lives are so fragile.
无法遭受各样的打击。
And since we cannot encounter failures.
那我们在有限的人生命里面。
Then, and we have finite lives.
到底要怎么样去来享受这个生命。
With all these in mind, how can we receive and enjoy life?
我们以下就跟大家来探讨。
This is our topic for discussion.
生命不是人所制造。
Life is not made by men.
生命并不是人所可控制的一件事。
And life is not in the control of men.
因为圣经里面这样告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
生命从哪里来呢？
What is the source of life?
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
John chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
三节，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。在这里告诉。
This verse teaches us.
人还活着，就是有生命存活在他身上。
That we are able to live because of the life within us.
既然有生命, 那这个人就有人的光。
And when we have life, we have the light of life.
但是这个生命是自己拥有的吗?
But can we have this life on our own?
并不是。
No.
在这里告诉,
this is what it says.
生命是从神来的。
Life comes from God.
生命在他里面。
Life is in us.
而且万物也是借着他造的。
And it is God who made everything.
之后来造人。
And in the end, he created man.
将他的灵, 生命就灌注在这个人的身上。
And he gave his life and spirit to man.
所以我们人才能够一代传一代。
That is why human beings can have generations.
但是从这么多的年代历史里面,
throughout all the generations,
我们看到有许多人在人类的历史里面提供出他最好的贡献呢, 来为这个社会世界, 带来一些进步。
Many people have made wonderful contributions for the improvement of the society.
但是这些伟大的人,成功的人,
but for these heroes or successful people,
当他肉体生命结束的时候,
when they ended their lives,
就成为历史的被人回忆的人了。
They became history.
所以我们应当要珍惜自己所得到的生命。
Therefore, we should cherish the life that we have.
而且要更加了解生命是从神来的。
We should know that life comes from God.
在使徒行传17章里面告诉我们,
according to Acts chapter 17,
神将万物生命气息赏赐给人。
God has given to men life as well as everything else.
所以有人作诗这样说,
that's why the psalmist says,
祝我们的生活是否平安。
Whether we have peace in life,
我们的动作是否健康,
and whether we have health,
我们的生命是否存留,
whether we can even exist,
都在乎这位掌管生命之主耶稣基督身上。
All depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of life.
一个懂得相信生命从神来的,
if we understand that our life is from God,
他就会珍惜在他有限的人生里面,
we will cherish our finite lives.
将他的生命做在有意义的身上。
We will lead a meaningful life.
甚至进步结合到耶稣基督的生命里面。
And we will all the more unite with the life of Christ.
但是一个不懂得认识生命之主的人呢,
but there are those who do not know the Lord of life.
就不会享受耶。
They do not know to enjoy life.
他反而想尽办法破坏他自己的生命。
They use different ways to destroy their own lives.
不但如此,
not only so,
还要伤害别人的生命。
They even do harm to other lives.
圣经记载最累的人呢,
and this is what the Bible has to say,
就是不信耶稣的人呢,
about the unbelievers.
所以会影响到他自己的生命。
These people will destroy their own lives.
我们来看以弗所书,
please turn to Ephesians
第四章,
chapter 4.
第四章的十七节,
chapter 4 verse 17,
十七节,
verse 17,
所以我说且在主里确实的说, 你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事, 他们心地昏昧, 与神所示的生命隔绝了, 都因自己无知, 心里刚硬, 良心既然丧尽, 就放纵失意, 贪行种种的污秽。 在这里我们看到有两种人。
There are two types of people.
一种人是接受耶稣基督的生命, 懂得享受的人。
The first are those who have received the life of Christ and enjoyed it.
另外一种人就是不珍惜生命, 浪费生命的人。
The other type of people are those who don't cherish their lives.
这种人的表现,
and this is what they are like.
在这里记载说,
according to this verse,
存虚妄的心行事,
They live in the futility of their thinking.
就是做人不实在,
they are not sincere.
再来心地黑暗,
and their hearts are darkened.
再来生活非常的无知,
and they are ignorant.
心里刚硬,
they are hardened in their hearts.
没有良心行事,
they lost all sensitivity.
甚至有的呢, 放纵失意,
and they give themselves to sensuality.
贪行种种的污秽,
and indulge in impurity.
为什么会有这样的人生生活表现呢?
Why do they lead such lifestyle?
在18节谈到一个最重要的原因,
verse 18 tells us the reason.
因为这种人与神所示的生命隔绝了,
it's because they have been separated from the life of God.
不懂得享受从主来的生命,
they don't know how to enjoy life from God.
眼睛非常短视, 只看今生的一些 贪心种种污秽的生活。
They are short-sighted. They can only see the filthy life of this world. Therefore,
一个真正懂得要来享受生命的人。
If we want to enjoy life,
他是一个愿意接受从耶稣基督来的生命改变他。
We need to receive the renewal of life from Christ.
我们再来谈到。
Next,
这位生命之主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of life.
他为了爱我们所有的世人。
He loves the world.
所以他亲自道成肉身。
That's why he came to this world as man.
来到这个世上传讲天国的福音。
He came to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
要人人都悔改归向他。
He told everyone to repent and turn to him.
他甚至成为一个生命的见证者。
And he himself was the witness of life.
他不但赏赐生命。
Not only did he give life.
他也自己在表明从在他里面的生命。
He demonstrated the life that he had.
是多么叫人能够得着平安。
He showed us how to receive peace.
多么叫人能够离开罪恶的生命，然后进入到他有光明有恩典的生命里面。
And how to forsake our sins and enter into a life of glory.
所以他亲自这样做印证。
Therefore, he bore this testimony.
我们来看约翰福音十一章。
Please turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音的十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章的二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节
Verse 25,
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活还活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗主耶稣在这里向一个妇人、啊、叫做马大这样问
The Lord Jesus asked this question to Martha
他说复活在我生命也在我
I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
活着信我的人永远不死。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
那死了再信耶稣就来不及了。
So if you want to believe in the Lord after you die, it's too late.
所以必须要趁活着有生命的时候，要来相信这位生命之主耶稣基督。
So you need to believe in the Lord Jesus while you're still alive.
他问马大说：“你信这话吗
？”He asked Martha, "Do you believe this?"
原因是因为啊，这个他的亲弟弟拉撒路死了。
What happened was that Martha's brother had died.
而且放在坟墓里面。
And had been laid in the tomb.
过了四天了，主耶稣才来。
The Lord Jesus only came after four days.
这个地方离耶路撒冷也不过只有六里的路。
This place was about 6 miles, 2 miles from Jerusalem.
迟了四天到这个地方来看。
But it took the Lord Jesus 4 days to arrive.
当马大看到主耶稣来的时候
，When Martha saw the Lord Jesus,
就跑过去接主耶稣说
，She received him and said,
说主耶稣啊，你如果你早就在这里的话，我的兄弟拉撒路就必不会死啊。
She said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
那所以主耶稣才跟他讲这一段话。
And that was the reason for the Lord's statement.
我们发现这一段话。
This is what we notice.
这一个事件呢，主耶稣要告诉这些人说，生命在他手中。
Through this event, the Lord Jesus wanted to teach us that He was the life.
而且他能够叫死人复活。
And that He was the resurrection.
不但是这样。
Not only so,
还会叫一个趁活着信他的人、啊、得着在他里面那个永远不死的生命。
He will impart the imperishable life to those who believe in him.
所以这里谈到肉体的生命。
This is about physical life.
从这样的事件使人复活，体会到他就是自由永有的神，那永远属灵的生命也要得呢。
And as well as the spiritual life through believing Christ.
所以这是一个非常重要的体会。
This is an important understanding.
当我们的生命受到痛苦的时候
，When we are suffering in our lives，
受到打击的时候
，When we go through failures，
甚至啊平安度过的时候
，Or even in smooth times，
这也是神给我们的体会。
We should know that these are from God.
有的人一生就是一直很平安的。
Some people have a very smooth life.
但是他周围的人却一直生命受威胁，不平安了。
But the people around him don't have a good life.
从整个地球村世界来讲
When we look at the global village,
有的国家一直在闹战争啊。
We can see how some countries are in constant warfare.
今天能够吃饭，明天能不能吃，不知道啊。
People don't even know if they'll have food tomorrow.
有的糊里糊涂就被子弹打到了，所以就吃子弹，不是吃饭呢。
Some cannot eat meals, but they eat bullets.
有的甚至啊，闹饥荒哎。
And there are famines.
有的地方在受天灾地变呢。
And some are under natural disasters.
但是有的家庭感情不平安呢。
Whereas some families have
broken
relationships. So all these problems.
如果能够体会到耶稣所做的见证，生命在他，复活也在他。
Can be resolved if we understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of life.
从软弱的一个生命力，然后得着神的生命的力量，重新得力啊。
We will receive strength in our lives and be renewed.
如果能够亲身经历这样的体会。
If we can have this experience,
我们说他就是等于看到生命的主耶稣基督。
Then we have seen the Lord of life, Jesus Christ.
他看到了之后，
and after seeing him,
他就更加珍惜神给他的生命。
Will treasure our life all the more.
他就开始懂得怎么去享受神赋予我们人的生命。
We'll begin to enjoy the life that God has given to us.
所以有的人在这个时候有一个很大的转变。
So some people's lives are transformed because of this. And they have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of life.
亲朋好友,
Dear friends, you are here this evening.
基本上你就是在渐渐进入这样的体会。
You are beginning a progress towards this experience.
一个真正能够享受生命的人呢、啊？
A person who enjoys life.
他从他的内心到生活里面，真的会去努力追求、承认、印证耶稣是我们的生命。
Will seek after the life of God and will be able to testify that the Lord is the Lord of life.
查考他的道理。
He will seek the truth.
愿意在他的面前祷告他。
He will pray to the Lord.
这正是要进入耶稣基督生命里面的人。
And that is how he enters the life of Christ.
有一位使徒名叫保罗。
There was an apostle whose name was Paul.
在他的人生里面，他得到很大的转变。
He went through great transformation.
所以他也是这样深深的跟许多要寻求耶稣的人如此的分享。
And he shared this message with those who seek life.
我们来看一下哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章的二节到四节
Verse 2 to verse 4
第二节你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事因为你们已经死了你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面基督是我们的生命他显现的时候你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里在这里一位得着耶稣基督生命的人做见证这样说
This is the testimony of one who has received the life of Christ
第二节他谈到了两种生命的生活
Verse 2 mentions two kinds of lives.
一种生活是要思念神的事的生活。
One kind of life has the mindset on things above.
因为他知道他肉身的生命，他所有一切的罪孽已经在耶稣十字架救恩上面了，得到赦免了。
Such people have been forgiven of their sins through the cross of Christ.
所以他拥有新人的生命是耶稣基督赏赐的。
They have a new life given by Christ.
所以要建立一个有神同在生命的生活。
So they are able to lead a life with the presence of God.
那另外一种生命的生活。
The second lifestyle.
是属于这世界地上还未改变的这种生命生活。
Is one that shows that the person has not been changed.
很多人就是专以地上的事，贪求这世界的事，所以他的生命就非常的，看不出有耶稣基督的同在。
Such people don't have the life of Christ, and they only seek the things of this world.
那这种生两种生命的生活是需要去思想，需要去比较，需要去追求。
We need to compare these two kinds of lifestyles and seek the right one.
如果从当中有所体会
and learn from this experience,
开始懂得要怎么去选择在耶稣基督里面的生命要享受
Once we know what is right for us, we will seek after that life and enjoy that life.
所以第四节 他就在这里直接讲明这样的答案。
And verse 4 tells us what that right life is.
如果是选择被神改变的生命，
if we choose to be transformed by God,
而且愿意接受耶稣基督的带领的生命，
if we choose the guidance of Christ in our lives,
他就会真正的认定他的一生，耶稣基督就是我们的生命。
We will recognize and acknowledge that Christ is our very lives.
神就是要人进入到他这样的生命里面。
And that is the life that God wants us to enter.
存着敬畏神的心，好好享受有限的人的生命。
With this lifestyle, we will lead a reverent life and enjoy our lives.
这种改变。
But to achieve this transformation,
真的要求主施恩怜悯帮助。
We need the gracious help of our Lord Jesus.
所以谈到这里啊，我们就知道主耶稣他也亲自这样说：“我就是生命。”
That is why the Lord Jesus said, "I am the life."
如果没有借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
所以我们看到这样的生命乃是要抓住奔跑的一个永生生命的路。
Since we know that this is the way of life. We should run on this path.
我们愿意拨这样的时间到他的面前，到他的圣手里面。
And that is why we take the time to come before God.
就是愿意啊，也将这无用的生命、短暂的生命，进入到他永恒的生命里面。
Because in this finite lives, we want to enter into the eternal life of God.
有一次啊，我在教会早上早祷的时候。
There was one day when I was having a morning prayer service at church.
祷告一段时间了。
And after praying for a while,
因为我们自己有自己早祷灵修的时间。
Because we always have devotional times.
刚好有一个负责人呢，他今天没有上班。
There was a church council member who was not
going to work
that day.
一般人啊，休假没有上班就在家里睡大觉。
Usually people who don't have to work that day will sleep in.
要不然就找朋友聊聊天啊，玩一玩啊。
Or they will go out with friends.
这个负责人不同。
But this church council member is different.
他的快乐就是到教会来。
He enjoyed coming to church.
他的快乐就是愿意找圣工作。
He enjoyed serving God.
所以他知道传道在教会。
He knew that this preacher was at church.
所以他也来。
So he came to church.
他就也跪在后面一起祷告。
And he knelt behind me and prayed with me.
看到这样的人来啊，心里非常非常的快乐。
I was overjoyed when I saw him.
而不是看到那个聚会的时候，很多都是华人进来的。
But I don't like seeing people who come to church.
这个话怎么讲啊？
What do I mean?
就算有很多时间，他也不愿意放在教会里面，所以他算准时间，华人进来哦，赶上了。
They make sure that they don't come too early and waste time here, so they come exactly at the right time.
或许他有困难的事，他容易赶，能够赶上也不容易哈。
Perhaps they have some other appointments that cannot make.
或许他很忙，他很珍惜他这样赶上。
Or because they are very busy.
我们也不知道，心态神知道。
It is God who judges the heart.
我们到神面前用什么样的动作、心态，真的神知道。
God truly knows our motivation and attitude.
这个护士人他在后面祷告。
But for this board member, he was praying behind.
结束了，我们就一起讲话。
After the prayer, we talked.
但是我在那一天的祷告非常非常的特别。
That prayer for me was special.
我刚好在想一件事。
Something came across my mind.
想到箴言里面记载说，人的脚步是神所定。
I thought about the words in Proverbs. It is the Lord who determines our steps.
当我想到这里的时候啊，
when I came thought about these,
我就想到有一个老弟兄啊，他住在病那个医院的病房哎。
I remember an elderly brother who was hospitalized.
哎，我就心里想，哦，应该要去看他。
So I wanted to go and visit him.
当我这样想的时候，我心里非常平静。
And I felt a great sense of peace in my
heart. 还没有想到说要去看他的时候，有一点烦躁。
Before I thought about him, I felt a little uneasy.
决定要看他，我心里就好像海浪了，很平、很平、很安静。
But as soon as he came to my mind, I felt very peaceful.
这个时候，负责人就加进来祷告。
Then the church council member joined me.
所以我看到他，心里分外高兴。
So I was all the more excited when I heard his coming.
问他没有上班吗？
Then I asked him, "Didn't you go to work today?"
感谢主，今天休假。
He said, "Thank God, I have today off."
看传道要做什么都好。
So I will go whatever wherever you go.
好，我们到医院哈。
So I said, "Good, let's go to the hospital."
我们就去医院了。
We went to the hospital.
我去看一个老弟兄啊。
To visit this elderly brother.
哎，老弟兄的病快好了。
He was recovering.
准备一两天要出院。
And he was about to be discharged in 2 days.
然后我们就一起祷告。
So we prayed together.
祷告完了，他就跟我讲了。
After the prayer, he said to me,
田传道，应该我的病还会好得更快才对。
Preacher Tian, my sickness should have recovered more quickly.
我说为什么？
I asked him why.
哎呦，那个这一层第三楼哈，有一个独立病房的人呢，白天也叫，晚上也叫，像猪被杀的那种声音很惨呢。
He said on this same third floor there is another patient who cries out loud day and night.
每次听到他病情还没好转的时候，我以为我也明天快死了呢。
Every time I hear his scream, I thought that I would die the next day.
他说田传道他很可怜。
So he said, Preacher Tian, he is very pitiful.
你去看一看好了。
Please go look visit him.
不然的话，可能很多人生命受威胁呀。
Or else other lives will be threatened by his screams.
他太好了，他很幽默，他讲这种话啊。
He was humorous because he was
so funny. 我说你认识吗？
I said, Do you know this patient?
我说我不认识啊。
He said, No, I don't.
那你不认识，为什么叫我去呢？
Then why did he ask me to go visit him?
我觉得哦，他很可怜啊，不要害更多人可怜啊。
He said he's very pitiful, and I don't want other people to be miserable.
然后他又说你是传道啊。
And he said you are a preacher.
哎，他很可爱，很幽默，所以我接受了。
I accepted his request.
所以我们就走到那个独立的病房。
So we went to that room where
一个人住在里面哈。
The patient was by himself.
还有一个太太哈。
Oh.
一到那个门口啊，那个很臭，从里面有味道出来，很臭。
When we arrived, there was a strong odor.
后来我敲一敲门。
And I knocked on the door.
啊，看到那个太太啊，脸向那个外面的窗户，眼睛都哭得红肿红肿的。
I saw a lady with swollen and red eyes.
然后先生躺在病床上。
And the husband was lying on the sick bed.
非常臭。
It was a very foul odor.
那种臭很受不了。
And it was very strong.
但是我们尽可能的不要让对方看到很臭。
But we didn't want to show that the odor was strong.
那我走到床边呢。
I approached the bed.
正在跟他们讲话的时候。
And talk with them.
我看那个负责人站在门口用手帕这样捏鼻子。
I noticed the church council member cover his nose with a handkerchief.
我都没有捏鼻子，你还捏啊？什么意思？
I gestured at him and said, I don't even do it. How can you do that?
一瞪他一下，他知道我的意思。
I stared at him and he knew what I meant.
所以人在一起做圣工以后很有默契的。
So when you work with someone for God,
那个教务那位弟兄啊，他看到他马上把手帕收起来。
Yeah, you
这样就进来了。
You will have a sense of cooperation. So he quickly removed his handkerchief and came in.
我们真的很有默契哈。
So we had a very profound sense of cooperation.
脸皮一拉起来，他都知道我的意思。
Every gesture I make made sense to him.
大过我十岁。
He was 10 years older than me.
是一个很不错的同工。
A very good coworker.
他站到我旁边。
He came to my side.
多么希望我传道赶快讲几句话就走了。
He wished that I would just say a few quick words and leave.
好，不过我们没有很快走哎。
But.We stayed for a while.
我注意看那个病床上的人。
I noticed the patient.
真的很可怜。
He was pitiful.
一个大男人哭哎。
Even though he was a man, he cried out loud.
他为什么臭呢？
What caused the strong odor?
他的太太打开给我看了，那个臀部的肉一直烂，那左大腿、左小腿肉也烂。
The wife showed me how his buttocks as well as thighs were rotting.
现在看到各位皮肤都很好看呢。
All of you have good skin.
他那个皮肤又黑又流脓，还有黄的，哦，真的很难看。
But his skin was very dark with pus.
痛得哭哦，白天也叫，晚上也叫。
The pain made him scream day and night.
哇，那后来我们在那边，我就。简单告诉他，跟他谈了几句，告诉他我们祷告的方法。
Then I share with him the way we pray.
你第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告哦。
Begin with in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then keep saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
就按手在你的头上。
Then I'll lay hands on you.
他们是别的教派，所以太太说要不要给你钱？说不用的。
They belong to another church, so the wife asked me, "Will I have to pay you?" I said, "No."
我们就白白的介绍耶稣给你就好了。
This is a free grace from the Lord.
就这样祷告。
So we prayed.
后来祷告我们就走了。
After we prayed, we
只有这么简单的动作。
Just a simple gesture like that.
我们根本就不认识。
We were strangers.
我告诉他两三天我再来。
I told them that I would be back in a couple of days.
哎，太太也用非常感激的眼光，眼眶也非有流了泪哦，这样子向我们说谢谢。
With grateful and tearful eyes, she said thank you to us.
因为先生正在很痛苦，痛得不得了，所以他到底感谢还是哭，不愿意我也看不出来啊。
The husband was in such a deep pain that we couldn't tell how he felt.
哎，我们回去的时候，主耶稣动工。
But as we left, the Lord began to work on him.
他住在医院已经一个月了。
He had been hospitalized for a month.
刚好我到的那一天是第三十天。
And the day I arrived happened to be his 30th day.
那只脚已经麻痹了。
One leg was already paralyzed.
医生准备说，如果细菌再没有办法控制，整只一条腿全部要锯掉了。
If the infection continued, the doctor planned to amputate the leg.
谁愿意啊？
Who would like that?
没有人很愿意说，哎，你耳朵给你好了，手给你，没有人愿意这样做的。
Nobody likes to give up their ears or hands.
我们走了以后
，After we left,
第一个体验
，This is the first.
本来麻痹的脚没有知觉的，他开始有知觉了呢。
The paralyzed leg began to have feelings.
那一天下午要开刀
，He was supposed to be go to surgery that afternoon.
医生准备了很多的血袋。
The doctors prepare a lot of blood.
要把那些烂肉、黑肉、这个流脓的要拿掉。
They were about to remove all the bad skin.
但是非常奇妙，连一个血袋都用不到。
But miraculously, they did not have to transfuse any blood.
哎，这是第二个体验。
That was the second miracle.
第三个体验。
The third miracle.
连续三天，睡了很好的觉，一点痛都没有。
For three consecutive nights, he had a very good sleep.
本来医生用那个麻醉药啦，用什么针啊，去镇痛、止痛剂啦，什么去控制，他还是痛哎。原本是这样哎。
The doctor tried to soothe him with anesthesia and painkillers to no avail.
哇，他体验三个事情。
But now he experienced these miracles.
在这种非常痛苦的生命里面，体验到这三件事。
Despite his great pain, he experienced God.
这三件事，我第三天来的时候，他才告诉我们的。
He told me these three miracles when I came the third day.
哇，感谢主，主耶稣在动工。
And I thank God because he began to work on this patient.
后来，因为不痛了，所以我就问他为什么造成的。
So I asked him what caused the pain, what caused the disease.
他就告诉我。
He told me.
他告诉我的时候，我吓了一跳，因为他坐在病床上，他把那个医院的衣服一打开呀、啊，给我看那个身体。
I was stunned when he opened his robe.
从那个脖子哦到那个接近大腿处，前后一直到手臂，他纹身纹得非常非常的漂亮，我没有看过这么漂亮。
His whole upper body was covered with tattoos, very beautiful tattoos.
在美国，纹身是一种艺术啊。
It is an art in the U.S.
在台湾纹身是在社就黑社会的地位很大。
Whereas in Taiwan, the tattoos represent the fact that you are in a.
他就告诉我。
In a gang.
我的外号叫做眼镜蛇。
And he said, my nickname is Cobra.
而只要在道上提起我这外号，人家就怕。
And if I walk down the street, people mention my name, they'll be scared.
他告诉我刺这个都有阶级的，乱刺会被人家修理的。
He said that every tattoo meant a certain status, and you cannot just put on any tattoo yourself.
哦，所以我看他的个性哦，他那种毒辣就跟眼镜蛇一样厉害。
So I could see that he was as poisonous as a cobra.
那个眼镜蛇要咬人攻击，这样，你看他以前呢不得了哎。
So he was somebody.
他是黑社会里面培养的某一个阶级的杀手。
He was a high-level killer in the mafia.
如果不是生病，我们怎么能接近呢
？How can we approach such a person unless he was sick?
这种人很特别哈。
He was somebody special.
这种生命算什么？
What kind of lifestyle did he have?
杀害人的生命耶。
He had a life that killed others.
哎，真的是很不尊重神的人呢。
He did not show any respect.
他为什么会造成这样啊？
What caused his illness?
他以前在黑社会里面，从台北打架打到台中，打到高雄，专门接受命令去杀人的。
In the mafia, he would fight and kill from the northern part of Taiwan to the south.
我看好人 要被训练到这样也是不是简单人物、啊、
He must have gone through a lot of trainings to get to that level.
他们这种人不会吵架。
These people don't argue with people.
只有动手的时候，对方就没有声音了。
They just make a hand movement and the other person is quiet.
不是啊，都是先吵架，吵，啊，等一下就很累就回去了。
Whereas most of us would argue until we're tired and go home.
他们不讲话的。
These people don't talk.
除非要动，对方就没有声音了。
When they move, the other person is silent.
啊，真的很坏的。
These people are very wicked.
他就因为这样，所以被关到台湾重刑犯的一个地方叫绿岛。
He was sent to the most guarded prison in Taiwan.
他人不高哎。
He wasn't a tall man.
还不到160公分呢。
Less than 160 cm.
哦，但是很毒辣。
But he was very vicious.
他被关到绿岛，还是被关在独立房哎，是恶劣的。
Even though he was in the most guarded prison, he was by himself in one cell.
他那么矮小啊。
He was very short.
他还跟那个180几公分的囚犯打架，他打赢呢。
He even fought and overcame another criminal who was taller than him.
所以他一个人就被放上，手上手链25公斤，脚链25公斤。
So he had 25 kilograms of handcuffs and stocks.
他手上有手链，脚有脚链，还是打呢。
Even with chains all over his arms and legs, he still fought.
所以他不适合跟人家住在一起，就跟黑暗住在一起了。
So he can live with anyone else except darkness.
经过两次总统特赦。
After two amnesties from the president.
哎，所以从那个无期变有期，有期变，经过两次就出来了。
He was released from his life sentence and was on parole.
他实际上被关在监狱里面将近二十年了。
He had been in prison for 20 years.
他出来以后。
After being released.
眼镜蛇的外号还在，没有改啊。
He was still a cobra.
一回到故乡啊。
He returned to his hometown.
成为打架第一啊。
And became the number one fighter.
喝酒第一啊。
Number one drunker.
做坏事第一啊。
Number one evil doer.
还是不减当年的这个威力。
He wasn't any worse than before.
人谈到他就脸色就变了。
People would be scared just at the mentioning of his name.
尤其他到商店啊去拿东西啊，或可威风了。
When he went to the store to get something, he would be very...
一进来老板马上说，哎，随便拿，没有关系，不用记账。
He would have all his way. So, and the boss would say, the owner of the store would say, take anything you want.
到都市人家也知道，哎，请便。
And when they go to the, when he goes, went to the cities, people would know him.
这种人啊，真的很不好呢。
He was a wicked man.
有一天他喝醉酒。
One day he got drunk.
哇，他回家。
And went home.
只要他喝酒回家，家里的孩子跟太太就那一晚不敢在家里睡了。
Whenever he got drunk, the wife and the kids would not dare stay home.
哎，先看哦，这样马上就跑到亲戚朋友家里住了。
They would escape to their relatives' home.
哎，不然会被眼镜蛇咬到。
Or else they would be bitten by the cobra.
他这一次回来呢
？This time he came home.
哎，他想洗澡。
He wanted to take a shower.
那他们家里有一个大的锅啊。煮那个大的开水，要舀起来，然后到浴室洗澡。
They had a very big wok that they used to boil water.
正在准备舀的时候
，While he was taking a pail to get the water,
睡虫来了
，and he fell asleep.
就这样在舀的时候，哎，睡着了。
He fell asleep while he getting the water.
是因为喝太多的酒了。
But actually, he was just too drunk.
他就倒下去睡了。
So he fell and slept.
哇，他的臀部跟左大腿那一只脚就在那个锅子里面被煮了。
And he sat right into that boiling water.
熊熊的火，滚滚的烫水呀。
It was a fierce fire and boiling water.
滚几分钟而已呢。
It just he was cooked a few minutes.
哇，他的儿子大儿子刚好下班回来了。
His older son was on the just got back from work.
爸爸怎么煮自己的脚了？
And he said, what happened to my dad? Why is he cooking his own
leg?
So he pulled him out of the water.
用水冲啊。
And,
然后赶快把那个牛仔裤啊就打解开啊就慢慢脱下来呢。
And took off the jeans slowly.
哇一脱的时候熟的皮熟的肉就跟牛仔裤一起掉一起下来了。
And the skin even and the flesh came off with the jeans.
人真的很奇怪。
Human beings are strange.
这个爸爸一直残害家里人的生命。
this father was had been destroying their lives.
想要把太太打死，想要把自己生的孩子给他折磨呢。
He even wanted to kill his wife and torture his children.
但是孩子跟太太在这个时候啊，反而有爱心要救他。
But at this critical time, his family still tried to save him with love.
这真是人性一个良好的这种光辉的表现。
That shows the kindness in people's heart.
很讨厌这种，干脆死了算了嘛，就干什么呢？
He should have died. Why save him?
但是这对母子啊，却没有这样。
But the wife and the child did not do that.
赶紧啊，就送他到外面的医院啊。They
rushed him to the hospital.
到第一家大医院了，不敢收哎。
And the, when they got to the largest hospital, they refused.
可能也有生命危险，除了腿要马上锯，生命也危险了，太大的伤害了。
They refused to accept him, saying that he is in critical condition.
医院不收，又送到第二家医院。
So they sent him to the second hospital.
送到那边，这一对母子就跪在院长的面前求呢。
And they knelt before the president and begged for mercy.
那种求啊，真的发挥爱心呢。
And they did it out of sincere love.
忘记这个父亲、这个丈夫对他们的不好呢？
They did not remember all the evil the husband and father had done to them.
哭着求哎。
They begged.
院长吩咐医生好了，说了。
Then the president of the hospital.
但是如果他们说细菌的感染严重了，这一条腿要锯哦，你们同意吗？
Agreed, and they asked, "Are you willing to amputate his leg if infection continues?"
尽本分救他就好了。
They said, "Just try your very best to save him."
就医生就吩咐护士。Then
the doctor told the nurse.
9个护士去处理他这条腿跟臀部呢。The
doctor ordered 9 nurses to take care of his leg.
要消毒以前要先处理那个熟的肉啊。And
they had to treat the skin.
9个护士啊，就拿那个刷子刷一刷，把熟的肉给它刷掉。And
they. Was fainted and was sent to the emergency room.
完了以后,
after
就丢在那个消毒水里面啊，放很多药啊。
After that, he was put.
他们也打了一些麻醉药啊。
They put anesthesia and painkillers on him.
放在里面，他跳出来呢。
And then he jumped out of the.
原来所有的麻醉药没有用，因为他里面已经不知道多少年的酒在里面了。
All the anesthesia had no help on him because he. Had a lot of alcohol in his body.
就这样子受苦一个月,
and he suffered like that for a whole month.
就现在我碰到那一天,
and that was when I met him.
他不再痛了,
after that, he no longer felt pain. And he said, when I'm better, I'll go to your church.
很奇妙,
miraculously.
半个月以后,
After about half a month,
医生决定他的脚不用再切了。
The doctor determined that he did not have to do any amputation. And he was so good.
人家是做恶事的离谱，他是好的，病好的非常离谱。
His recovery was so miraculous.
一直摇头，怎么会这样呢？
The doctor kept shaking his head, saying, How can this be?
但是事实摆在眼前呢。
But the fact was laid before him.
谢主。
So,
出院以后到教会墓道。
Thank God, after leaving the hospital, he came to church.
因为在医院没有时间理发刮胡子啊。In
the hospital, he did not shave or cut his hair.
结果他来教会，我差点认不得他。So
when he came to church, I couldn't recognize him.
原来这位眼镜蛇长得还不错啊。Then
I noticed that this cobra was pretty handsome.
所以我一直看他，我不讲话，我就是等他讲，免得我认错人了。
I just watched him because I wasn't sure if that was the same person.
天传道，谢谢你们。
Then he said, Preacher Chen, thank you. The church has prayed for me.
我现在才知道, 如果教会用宝物来分别的话, 用宝物啊,
if I compare the church to a treasure,
真是教会是黄金打造的,
the true Jesus church is gold.
我原来那个教会是泥土打造的,
and the church I used to go to was clay.
我现在到底不懂他会打比喻呢。
Even though he didn't know the truth that well, he was
good at analogies.
So So I asked him, do you want to receive the scroll?
我有那三个体验, 我要得这个黄金宝贝。
He said, I've had experienced three miracles, I want to receive this scroll.
感谢主, 后来他参加布道会。
Thank God he attended the convocation.
到教会来。
And came to church.
他才发现教会每一个人都非常圣洁。
He realized that everyone in church was holy.
每一个人都是非常有爱心。
That everyone was full of love.
哦，这种生活他想象不到。
He could not have imagined this kind of life.
他一直告诉他自己, 我那种作恶的生命非常非常的没有用。
So he despised his own wicked past.
不配成为一个在这里的一份子的生命。
He felt unworthy to be a member of this body.
后来布道会开始。
When the evangelical service started, the choir sang.
他哭了。
He wept.
以前在那个酒吧在纪念户的唱歌不一样嘞。
The singing was different from the singing in the nightclub.
这种音乐圣乐听起来啊, 会把心弄干净呢?
How come the sacred music can cleanse his heart?
都是奇妙的感觉。
He marveled.
我让他坐在我旁边时，我看得很清楚。
He sat next to me, so I noticed his every expression.
他在感动流泪时，我不打搅他。
Because he was in tears, I did not disturb him. When I began to speak,
一面听道理,
I saw how he was weeping when I spoke.
一边讲一边看他眼镜时怎么会流泪呢?
And as I was speaking, I marveled that a cobra can shed tears. How can such a poisonous person shed tears?
我看神在带领了。
So I knew that God was
at work.
I saw that God's life was shaping his life. Then I invited people to come and pray for the Holy Spirit. During the message, he thought, I'm such a sinful person. I am as good as dead. Will the Lord Jesus accept me? He kept pondering this question. When I announced to come to pray for the Holy Spirit, he rushed to the front.
哇,
we began to pray.
那种祷告是重水的声音耶。
The prayer was like the sound of many waters.
我有时候碰到一些人祷告懒惰的话, 会影响人家祷告专心耶。
Some people, I've seen people pray without any strength or breath.
那有些人祷告还打瞌睡, 太高段了。
Some even yawn in their prayers.
我实在想不起那种祷告生命是什么生命啊。
I don't know what kind of life
that
is. But that particular
prayer. 重水的声音,哇!
It was like the roar of many waters.
那天晚上受圣灵的二十几个,
More than 20 people received the Holy Spirit that night. He was one of them.
当我们要开始按手的时候,
When we began to lay hands,
哦, 他感受到从天上的荣光照到他的身上,
He saw glory from heaven shining upon
him. 然后荣光里面有热力,
And there was warmth in the glory.
那种热力带有能力,
It was full of power.
从头上一直灌注下来, 一点一点的经过他的心, 一直到他的脚底,
That glorious light penetrated his body from the top all the way to his legs. And his whole body was shaken.
哇, 这个时候他的舌头不由自主转动, 得到了宝贵的圣灵, 非常的流利。
His tongue began to vibrate and speak in tongues.
哇, 认识生命之主, 耶稣基督。
He finally found the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of life.
得到圣灵, 他一面喊着, 主啊, 我错了。
And as he received the Holy Spirit, he cried out,
我过去真的是个大罪人呢。
I am a sinner, O Lord.
感谢主耶纳,
Lord, thank you for accepting me.
祷告得非常流利,
and he prayed with
a tongue
and cried.
连我们在旁边看的, 我们按手的也是偷偷掉眼泪感谢主。
And even for the ministers who laid hands on him, they shed tears.
这是一个非常大的生命的改变。
This was a drastic change of life.
哇, 感谢主, 祷告完了。
Thank God, after the prayer,
他就跟我谈话。
He said to me,
他说田传道,
Preacher Tian,
以前我在那种黑社会里面,
I used to be a gangster.
如果有人敢摸我的头, 那一只手, 最少不见, 不然那个人就不在这世上。
If anyone touched my head, his hand will be gone or his life will be gone.
所以我就问他, 你到底结束几个人呢?
So I asked him, how many lives have you finished?
他不敢讲哎。
He dare not tell me.
因为法律都讲证据嘛, 过去他们要 被审判的, 找不到的证据, 哪里会承认呢?
He would not have confessed if he was in a court.
啊, 想到那个实在是对不起神。
But he realized his sinfulness.
哇, 感谢主。 经过一段时间的墓道。
After a few some time of
truth, 他讲到那个按手那个，他说奇怪，当你们按手的时候是那么那么样的温暖，那么那么样的从内心里面一直感谢主。
He later told me that when we lay hands on him, he felt a great warmth and thankfulness.
哦，我说那感谢主，因为耶稣基督的生命我们认识，不然我这只手也会不见了。
So I said to him, thank God, at least you know Jesus Christ now, or else my hand would have been gone.
经过一段时间的墓道。
And after a period of searching the truth.
啊，真的很有心改变自己的生命。
He determined to change.
哦，要接受洗礼之前的。
Before baptism.
他给我看一包东西。
He showed me a bag of stuff.
原来在黑社会杀人的武器啊，那么样的特别。
I was surprised by the special weapons he used to kill.
枪、扁钻或什么，哦，很特制的。
With the different kind of guns and weapons.
我问他你拿给我看做什么
？I asked him, why do you show me these?
他说这是我过去和行凶的武器。
He said these are things I used to kill with.
我现在要把它埋到深山里面。
I will now bury them in the deep mountains.
我不要送给别人，不要再有一个眼镜蛇出现。
I will not give them to another cobra.
我说好，感谢主。
I said, that's good, thank God.
他拿去埋起来。
So he buried them.
啊，他就接受洗礼。
And he was baptized.
他改变了。
He was changed.
一个无用的生命。
From a useless life.
一个黑暗的生命。
From a life of darkness.
神就在借着他的怜悯，他的恩典，让他这样改变。
His life was changed to the mercy of God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
因他的改变。
Because of
that change. 很多人都不相信呢。
Many people were stunned.
尤其整个村庄的人，甚至认识他的人呢。
The entire village, as well as those who knew him.
专程来看他。
Came all the way to see him.
一滴酒不喝了呢。
He would not drink a drop of alcohol.
哎，要杀鸡看到血，他会怕了呢。
He would be scared when people kill chickens.
哦，这个不是眼镜蛇了。
He was no longer a cobra.
现在变成绵羊了。
Now he was a sheep.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他的改变。
He was changed.
他的家里得到平安。
And his family was saved.
也来信主了。
And they all came to the Lord.
所以当我们的生命还在无用的时候。
While our lives are useless.
没有希望的时候。
While we are in despair.
神却伸出慈爱的大双手拯救帮助我们。
God stretched out his mighty arms to save us.
我们常常在这样的时刻啊。看到主的恩，主的爱。
And it is because of this that we can witness the love and mercy of God.
当以斯拉先知带领以色列百姓回耶路撒冷建造圣殿。
When Ezra brought the people to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
在以斯拉记的第七章里面。
In Ezra chapter 7.
就看到他说神施恩的手帮助我。
We read that the gracious hand of the Lord.
连续讲了好几次。
Was upon him. This, he repeated the statement many times.
今天的我们。
Today,
亲朋好友，你我大家
，friends and brothers and sisters,
都需要耶稣基督的生命改变我们。
We all need the transforming life of Jesus Christ.
我们不是一个人活在世上。
We are not living alone.
他时刻站在我们身边。
He is always by us.
他住进到我们的生命里面。
He will live in our lives.
如果你愿意
，if you are willing,
你就会享受耶稣基督是我们的生命。
You will enjoy the life from Christ.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
唱诗157首。
Let us sing hymn 157.